This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Chwaba.
Let's light it up. Let's do it. It is Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. I am your host, Pete Chwaba. What are the odds? Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in Wisconsin tonight. It is it's great that we could connect like this. So let's take the next 2 hours and talk about the things we love, my fellow couch potatoes, talk about TV, talk about movies, books, music, and maybe we'll have some laughs too. Riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer, Conrad.
Hey.
Well said. All right. how are you doing tonight, Conrad? Hey, it was kind of... You didn't happen to golf the last 2 days, did you?
Not the last two, no.
Because it was pretty, like... I mean, it wasn't like tropical or anything, but it was probably could have gotten 18 holes in, right?
I don't know if any of the courses are still open after... In December, it's kind of crazy to keep the course open.
If golf wants to be taken seriously as a sport, keep the damn courses open until there is snow on the ground.
No, snow golf is fun. Why not?
Yeah, use orange balls, right?
I mean, that might not be the worst problem out there, but...
I think it could be fun. That to me, would make golf more exciting, actually. But what do I know? Great to have you with us tonight, folks. This is Nightlight. We have a lot of fun planned for this evening. So it is good that you are here, and we hope that you partake in said fun. We've got a question of the night. We've got guests. We've got interesting topics. It's all coming your way over the next 2 hours. Starting us off tonight, in the guest column, batting leadoff is our favorite wrestling announcer and fellow Civic Media team member. He works out of WRJN in Racine. Rich LoCascio will be here. Be exciting to see Rich.
Maybe get a new nickname, too?
I need a new nickname. I had the punching bag. Rich is a wrestling announcer, and we went over this the last time or a couple times ago when he was on the show. We tried to come up with a nickname for me that he could announce me in a wrestling match. First, we came up with the punching bag. We decided that wasn't going to instill fear in my opponents.
No.
So we changed that to the Schwabinator, which I think was pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And Rich did a great job, kind of laying that track down for us. I don't know. We'll have to dig that up, or maybe he could redo it if we can come up with a new nickname. That would be fine, too. Rich will be here. He is about to turn 40. That's very exciting in a young man's life. So we'll talk about Rich's birthday, too. And then at 7:05, we have – this is kind of exciting. I love kind of changing things up. And we had Charo on the show a couple months ago. She was delightful. Lots of fun, lots of energy, and playing that same theater in Baraboo, the Al Ringling Theater in beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin, is the Swedish jazz queen, as she is known, Gunhild Carling. I always want to say Grunhild for some reason. Gunhild Carling. We had a chance to talk with her a couple days ago. We will play that interview. She was a lot of fun, and interestingly enough, reminded me a lot of Charo, just from an energy standpoint. She also dances. She plays like 20 instruments, and she's got a great sense of humor. So I talked to her. We'll play that at 7:05. Tickets are still available for that show, I believe, at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. And I think she's there December 6th? I think it's this Saturday, actually. She'll be there. So we will give you more information on that coming up. And then at 7:20, Northeast Wisconsin-based writer Brett Kissinger will be in the studio. He has a new book out. We will talk about that with Brett. I think it's so cool that people still read books. Even more cool that they still write them, because I, as a former English major, used to be a big-time reader. But now, thanks to iPads and iPhones, my attention span is nothing. See what I did there, Conrad? I'm trying to be more of a reader. So I will ask Brett for some tips when he is here. We'll talk about his new book. He's always fun to talk to. That's at 7:20. What am I forgetting, Conrad? Are there guests we have in secret that we're going to roll out? That covers it, right?
Well, I think we got to get to the question.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Are Christmas cards outdated? Do you still send them out? That is tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Feel free to elaborate as to why you don't or why you do. As I mentioned recently on the phone, right when we got into the season, or on the show, right when we got into the season, I stopped sending them out because I just, honest to God, did not have the energy. I mean, I know hundreds of people. And where do you find the cutoff? Do you just go family and close friends, work colleagues? It's exhausting. I just don't do it. And a lot of times I feel like people that send them out, it's like a show-off type thing. And I don't want to be that guy either. What do you think about that, Conrad? Do you think it's like if you send out a picture, your most handsome picture, do you think you're just looking for people to say, oh, you're so handsome, Conrad? Sometimes I feel like that's why people send them out.
I expect at least 10 you're handsomes.
Okay. Out of how many cards sent out?
Out of 10.
Okay. You want to bet 1,000, right? But some people just do it because they're personal and they're lovely. And I like getting them. And when I read them, the ones I get, especially when there's a note involved, I do feel guilty that I don't still send them out. So I'm kind of torn here, but I don't do it anymore. I'm wondering if you do. Let me know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Are they outdated? What's your process? Let us know. Maybe you'll motivate Conrad and I to start sending cards out again. How about a nightlight Christmas card? That could be kind of fun. Or maybe we'll just do a post. See, that's what everybody does. They just post it electronically. It's so much easier. And that's what I tend to do more these days. But I think Kristen Lyerly was here last night. And like she said, there is nothing like getting a handwritten letter. And I agree with that. I just can't write anymore. You know, she kind of bailed on that question too. I said, I said, my arm muscles don't work. She made a joke. She went for the low-hanging fruit of why my right arm muscles not work as well. But honestly, it's so hard to write. My cursive is terrible, and my printing is worse. So I would type something, and that would seem impersonal. But honestly, that's just, you're going to get at least a legible note from me if I do it that way. So let us know. It's always more fun when you guys get involved. And as you know, you can comment on anything we're talking about tonight. I'm going to lead things off, this discussion. This was out yesterday. I think this ran in my Hollywood Beats either today or yesterday. Keira Knightley. You ever see the movie Love Actually?
I think I have, but it's been super long. But it's the one with the note cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lovely movie. It's kind of a feel-good film, a holiday film. I've seen it maybe 1.5, maybe 2 times, liked it. Keira Knightley says it was creepy because when Andrew Lincoln shows up at the door to do the cue cards, she said she told the director it was creepy. And I didn't know what she meant until I kept reading the article. And apparently, at the time, Keira Knightley was 17. Andrew Lincoln was like 31 or 30. And he's trying to woo her from her husband, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's like 28, and married this 17-year-old girl. I mean, I know it was, what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever. That's still weird. And I hate when I find something out that kind of changes the movie for me. Or like when a songwriter who did something creepy, when I hear that, I just can't enjoy it as much. Now, maybe she was playing someone older than 17. I still think that's kind of weird. And it's really strange that she's married at that age. And this guy's hitting on her with cue cards. He's like trying to have a say anything moment with John Cusack, only that was like cute. This is weird. I agree with Keira Knightley. What do you think about that, con man?
I mean, I don't really have an opinion on it, I guess, because I don't know the movie that much. I don't even remember what the note card said. I just know, like,
here's what the note card said. You're 17. I have no business being here. This is inappropriate. Why are you married? I'm still hitting on you. It's just weird.
It is weird.
And she even said so back then. She even had the wherewithal at 17 to say, this is kind of creepy. And I don't even think she was referring to the age necessarily, but just the fact that this guy shows up with cue cards. It's like, yeah, what is he doing? I think back then, sometimes you do something in a movie and it's like, oh God, that's so romantic. And it's borderline stalkerish. And that's what she said about this moment. He's kind of stalking her. So I don't know. I don't know if that'll change how you watch the movie from now on or not, but I thought it was, I think they should change the title of the movie to Love Predatorially. How many guys can hit on the 17-year-old girl, have them show up at the door and think of something clever to stalk her? Weird. I don't know. Here's what we're doing, folks. On Christmas Eve, Nightlight is going to kick off 24 hours of music on the network. It'll play on the whole network so the show host can have the day off. We're going to play Christmas music starting at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve, I believe all the way through Christmas Day, maybe to midnight. So it might be like 36 hours. But Nightlight is going to kick that off on Christmas Eve from 4 to 6. We will be on 2 hours early. And what we are asking people to do, and I think this will kind of be fun, we'll read your stories on the air. If you have a good Christmas story, share it with us. If you have a great cookie you make, share it with us. Your favorite song, Christmas song or carol, let us know. We want to know all this stuff because we're going to have a lot of fun on Christmas Eve. We're going to read this stuff. Favorite Christmas movies. Obviously, we could talk about that. Whatever you guys want to share, send it to nightlight@civicmedia.us. You got some time. We got a couple weeks. nightlight@civicmedia.us. Send us an email, somewhat as detailed as you want to make it, and we will read that on the 24th before we kick off an entire day of fantastic Christmas carols here at Civic Media, as we wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Conrad, when we come back, you got to tell me, we got a new contest here. We want to get a plug in for that too and get people involved in that as well. Man, what else? We've got texts rolling in. We'll read your text next too. Rich Locasio coming up at 6:35. We're looking for a new nickname. The Schwabinator might fall by the wayside. I need a wrestling nickname, folks. Feel free to share that as well. We'll have Rich announce me when he's here at 6:35. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, I sat there at the table and acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the bar room.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I got Rich's name wrong again. I said Locasio, didn't I? You told me it was Locasio.
Yeah,
were you wrong?
I actually don't remember how you just said it.
I said Locasio because I asked you last night before we did the promo, but I saw he just messaged us. Or it was somewhere here. Okay, please remind Pete of the pronunciation of my last name, Locasio. Doggone it, Conrad. You took a powder on Locasio's name. Locasio. All right, Rich Locasio is here at 6:35. He is he's one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. Always fun to talk to Rich. That's coming up. On the stream, we have the Nightlight email address, nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you're on the stream and you want to send us a Christmas story, your favorite Christmas cookie, Christmas movie, Christmas carol, whatever, your Christmas routine, if you go to Midnight Mass or if you hang out with family or if you celebrate Hanukkah, that's fine as well, or Kwanzaa, whatever. Tell us what you do. We will do it. We will discuss it on our Christmas Eve show before we play 24 hours of Christmas music. Sarah Jean on the stream says, I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year. That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, the annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time. Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it, it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. Do I sound like a curmudgeon?
Kind of.
I'm okay with that. Craig Anthony checking in on the stream. Always used to send out Christmas cards complete with a summary letter of all the cool things that took place over the year. It also included a family picture. When it got to be too hard to get the picture taken each year, the cards sadly stopped as well. Craig, I think you just need to send a picture of yourself. Anytime a dude sends out a card with a picture of himself, it would make me laugh just because I think it takes guts. You know what would be weirder is if I sent out a Christmas card of just me and I've got a wife and two kids. I said from the Schwabas, Merry Christmas, but here's just a picture of me. Wow, that would be weird. People would probably suggest therapy. All right, so, and then kicking over to the text line, let us know. Do you still send out Christmas cards? That's our question tonight. You can tell us your process like Craig just did, or Sarah Jean. That's a great idea to make an event out of it and probably a better way to get things done. On the text line, Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. She says, I read every day, love books. I knew Sherry was going to say that. I think you've told us that before, Sherry, also to make me feel guilty. It's working. I will become a reader again. That is my vow to you, Sherry. She said, yes, I just sent out Christmas cards today. Family, close friends. That's the way to do it. Sherry says, I'll send a card. Oh, she's going to send Civic Media card. That's nice. We'll get you that address, Sherry. Sherry also says, love John Prine. Me too, Sherry. He's one of my favorite songwriters. John Prine, Bruce Springsteen, and Gordon Lightfoot are probably my favorite songwriter. Maybe even John Denver, if you go the folky route. Jim from Appleton says, nickname. This is when it comes to a wrestling nickname for me, the Schwab Bomber. I like that. What do you think about that, Conrad, the Schwab Bomber?
I like it.
Yeah. We'll see what Rich can do with that. All right, we have a phone call. Who's on the phone?
It's Jim from Appleton.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Pete. How are you doing?
You guys had
a great show.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're a part of it. Thanks so much. I liked your nickname, the Schwab Bomber. I can work with that. We'll see what Rich can do.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a word for this holiday season that covers almost everything.
Oh, please share.
But it's impossible to type. So, Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Wow.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
I like
that. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Everything's in there.
I think you need to copyright that because you just said it on the radio. Someone could steal it. That's like right up there with turducken, like the Thanksgiving meal on the NFL. That's great. I love that, Jim.
Well, thank you.
We will, Conrad, let's make a note of that. We got to bring that up again. We'll see what we can do with that. Jim, if we make money off your suggestion, we'll give you a taste, okay?
All right.
Okay,
buddy. Great.
Thanks, man. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim from Appleton, one of our most frequent texters. That's a great, I've already forgotten it. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Is that it?
I think we're missing another syllable in there.
Somehow I worked Arbor Day into there. I don't know how that works. So, all right. Rich LoCascio coming up in just a few minutes. Let's never get his name wrong, please. He's one of our favorite and we've massacred it on more. It's kind of weird because, and I don't know if Rich would be open to this, but maybe let's try to talk him into going with LoCascio. Just because that would make it easier for us when he's on the show. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
Rich LoCascio. It's LoCascio. We'll respect your name, Rich. Excited to talk to you in a few minutes. We have to go already? Is it already time for the news, or was that a... Did you do a George Costanza? Did your elbow move and hit the button for music? You know what I'm excited about? I am not, I've said this before, and I'm probably wrong. I say I'm not a zombie guy. But I loved The Walking Dead. I got into it, and I watched it. I liked the HBO, Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us.
I've actually never, I didn't watch that yet, but I played I played the video game.
I liked it. And now the 28 Days series, I have not seen any of that. And now there's about to be three movies out. I'm kind of excited because I feel like they get good reviews. They're well done. I am going to throw myself into Zombieland again and watch those movies. Oh, and I saw Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
I love that movie.
That was funny.
It's so good.
I liked it a lot. Bill Murray and that was yes, so funny.
So funny.
I was not expecting that. I love weird movies like that. All right. Send us your Christmas stories, your favorite cookies, movies, stories, carols, whatever, to nightlight@civicmedia.us. We'll read them on Christmas Eve before we launch into a day and a half of Christmas music here at Civic Media. Got a fun show. Great to have you with me tonight. Rich LoCascio is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after your award-winning news team here at Civic Media. It helps to keep you informed. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I get so lost sometimes.
Welcome back. Eric from Lodi says, I am not organized enough to send Christmas cards out. That's really what it comes down to, too. I can't keep track of addresses. I'm better at it now. I could probably do a better job now. But like I said, my kids are grown. I don't think my wife would be thrilled about sending out Christmas cards. Maybe she would, but then it would just be me sending a picture of me. So I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm with you, Eric. Todd from Oshkosh says, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, great freaking tune, Conrad. Agreed, Todd. Check out, Todd, if you want to see a great use of that song. The film, Spike Lee movie Black Klansman used it in their soundtrack. And there's a great scene where people are dancing to that song. It's really cool. Check that out. And I agree. Great tune, Conrad. Conrad mixes it up wonderfully. We are just moments away from Rich LoCascio joining us. And I want to say something. This, once in a while, I look at Instagram. I'm not real active on Instagram, but I do go there and I watch reels. Typically, I watch funny reels. I like to watch shuffle dancing, maybe a knockout here and there. Although it's tough to watch the UFC anymore. But, you know, I go there sometimes. And what drives me crazy, and I've talked about this on the show before, are the couples. The cute married couples, the young couples. The wife thinks she's real cute. The husband wants to show her off. And the husband's just acting like a dim bulb or a numbskull and doing something stupid while he parades his wife around in hardly anything. And that's bad enough just because it's not funny. I don't care what you wear, but it's got to be funny. Make it funny. And if it's not funny, don't try to shoehorn humor into it by hashtagging it as funny. If you have to put hashtag funny under what you post, kind of defeats the purpose. I'll tell you if it's funny. You don't need to tell me if your little skit in your kitchen is funny. Couples humor, that's another one. I have not found a funny couple yet. Have you, Conrad?
You know what? I'll say this. The hashtags There's many reasons for it. They just want to fit the algorithm. They put the hashtag funny. It could get to the top of the list for hashtag funny.
But it's not.
I get what you mean, though.
Just
usually,
put me to the top of the list then, not hashtag funny.
It's ironic just because how it's...
I know.
It's never funny.
It's never funny. It's embarrassing. And I watch it out of embarrassment, which probably helps them because it gives them clicks. Craig Knitt on the stream says, Pete, doing a family picture with just me is brilliant. I laughed out loud and hope to make a few. I hope to get one, Craig. You're welcome. Jeremy Thompson, I think that's the guy behind the guy. I think that's JB. Just says, Pete Schwabba, exclamation point. That's what he would say when he gets my Christmas card of just me, but I sign it from Pete, Mary, and the kids. keep those texts and comments coming. Let us know if you send out Christmas cards or if it's a thing of the past or your process. We're happy to have it. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting. Our friend Rich LoCascio is about to join the show. He's been on the show many times before. He's a really fun guy to talk to. He might be even at the station at WRJN right now. I don't know. We have a really cool new station in Racine, and that's where Rich works out of. He is also a wrestling announcer, and we have a new nickname for him. Rich, how are you?
Pete, how are you?
It's been a while. Listen, first of all, I know I threw Conrad under the bus for telling me you're... I thought it was LoCascio, and I don't throw Conrad under the bus very often. I usually take the blame. Right, Conrad?
Brother, if I told you how many times somebody mispronounced my last name, I'd probably be a millionaire if I had a dollar for every time that happened.
Listen, so, dude, you're talking guy named Schwabba, so I totally get it. I have to always correct people. I feel your pain. How are you, buddy?
All good. I'm doing good, man. It's, you know, it's that time of the year where the weather's getting a little bit colder, and, you know, unfortunately sickness comes in, and it comes out, and then it comes back in, and it comes back out, so I'm kind of dealing with one of those doldrums right now, but I still feel energetic. I still feel alive, and I am thrilled to be on your show once again, my friend.
It's great to have you, and I don't know what kind of illness comes back in after it goes out. I've had the go out part, but I'm curious as to how you get it back in. But whatever you're dealing with.
You know, usually when I get sick, Pete, it affects my voice, which is the worst thing for somebody who's in sales, who's a ring announcer, who does a lot of stuff vocally. It just... It's depressing, to be honest with you.
I bet it is. Hey, so before we get to the wrestling, tell us what's new at WRJN. The studio there looks beautiful, and you got Don Rose in there. You got Don Moreau working out of there. Such a fun group of people. But what's going on there? How are things going?
Things are bustling right now. I love it. And I see so many people on a daily basis. I see Earl Ingram. I see Jane Mattenair. I see Greg Bach. I see Maggie Dawn. I see Dom Salvia. I know I'm not, it sounds like I'm just name dropping people, but, you know, they're all out of the WRJN studios in Racine now. And
they're all there doing, all of them are doing the show out of there now?
Yeah. It's amazing. And we have, you know, we have sales support out of there. We got producers out of there. Cardi and Jess. And there's a lot of other people. Calvin's out of there now. It's remarkable how much the station has grown. The studio that we have dedicated to the talk personalities like Earl and Jane and Maggie and Dom, like, they completely revamped that studio. It looks amazing now. It's a night and day difference.
Pictures are beautiful. You have some kind of cool news. You have a birthday coming up, and how are you planning on celebrating your 40th?
So my 40th is coming up next Friday, the 20th. So from 9 to 2, I will be co-hosting on WRJN. So I'll be bringing the local news, timeless hits, and the Christmas classics that day from 9 to 2.
How do you feel about that, Rich? You've been on the air before. You're a ring announcer. Is it like riding a bike, or how do you handle that?
The soundboard, I've worked on the soundboard once doing a high school football game. And it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. It's like, okay, we need somebody to fill in for the high school football game this week. And Chris comes up to me, and he's like, you know, are you busy Friday night? I'm like, why? What's going on? He's like, I need somebody to work the soundboard. I'm like, I can make myself available. That's fine. So it was a bit of a crash course in learning the soundboard. And with, you know, it went okay. It wasn't the worst thing. It went okay. So... I'll probably get a re-education on that next week before I go live Friday morning at 9 a.m.
Don't you hate that question? Are you busy on such and such date? Hey, are you available on the 3rd? Please tell me what you want before you. I mean, that's such a trap, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when I have my birthday at this stage of the year, where it's like, okay, are you busy on the 20th? Like, oh, well, I've already got plans. And it's like, when I've had birthday parties in years past, I've always scheduled it at the beginning of the month because people are more available toward the beginning of the month rather than toward the end of the month, because by the end, like by the middle of the month, they're just jam packed. They're like, I've got this plan, I got this plan, I got this plan, and don't bother me until January.
I feel like it's a trap when people say, hey, are you available on the 3rd? And you say no, it's like going to be, oh, crap, I had the opportunity of a lifetime for you. Or, yeah, I'm available. Oh, here's the worst job you'll ever have. So it's like, can you, you know, if it's a work thing, you can't let people down. So
no,
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, that's exciting. So you're turning the big 4-0?
Yes, that's right.
All right. And is the wrestling ring announcing, as a ring announcer, do you have a prime, Rich? Are you approaching it voice-wise, or how does that work?
That's a good question. I think about that, and it's like I did a show, Black Friday, as a matter of fact, in Milwaukee for Legacy Pro Wrestling. It was the Black Friday Brawl. And the great thing about the show, it was unpredictable, especially the end of it, because they had a 28-person over-the-top battle royal. The ring filled up, and people are just coming in left and right every 45 seconds. And it was everything that you could expect it to be and more.
That sounds kind of cool. So,
yes.
So you rang announced for that? You ring announced for that? You rung announced? I don't know what the heck I'm saying here.
No, I wouldn't be rung announced. I was the ring announcer for that, okay, for that show.
What was the coolest name you had to announce?
Purple Rain Kane.
Oh, that's kind of a good name. That sounds really cool, actually. I think I've asked you this before. Go ahead, Rich.
No, I was going to say there was a wrestler in the WWE whose name is Kane. And when he first debuted back in 1997, he came out with this black and red, like, you know, really over the top. When I say over the top, like very gothic, but he also had a black and red mask on. Had no personality, just came out and just, you know, did his thing, destroyed whatever was in the ring and left. So jeez. The purpose of Purple Rain Kane was he came out in a black and purple mask, black and purple attire, and he chokeslammed everybody because that's what Kane's finishing move was. But he'd do a little bit of dancing in between each chokeslam.
I would hope. Well, how do you chokeslam someone, Rich? How does a chokeslam happen?
So basically, you put your hand against the neck of your opponent, and okay, you lift him up, and then you just drop him on the mat.
That sounds horrible.
It is.
That sounds like a recipe for a serious injury.
I mean, this is why I don't get in the ring except for ring announcing. I don't compete. I've been asked not to. So I'm going to stay in my lane and stick with what I'm good at.
So, let's say if one of these guys, you know, I know a lot of people say, oh, wrestling, it's staged, it's whatever, it's choreographed. Let's say a guy like me gets in the ring. I'm not a little guy, Rich, you know, and I'm not trying to, like, I can take care of myself, but would I get pummeled? Tell me what would happen if a guy like me decided to square off against a guy like Kane.
I give you 15 seconds.
Before?
Bell rings, 15 seconds, you're on the mat for the 1-2-3 count.
What do you think he would come at me with, just in case?
Probably just the choke slam. Here's an interesting fact. Drew Carey, of all people, went up against Kane in the 2001 Royal Rumble. And as you can imagine, Drew Carey wanted no part of Kane. So he actually eliminated himself from the Royal Rumble by climbing over the top rope and jumping off the apron onto the floor.
Like outside the ring?
Yes, because basically with an over-the-top battle royal or a Royal Rumble, you have to go over the top rope, and both feet have to hit the floor on the mat on the outside.
For what? To officially
for you to be eliminated from the match.
God, that sounds worse almost than getting pinned. Okay. And Drew Carey's not a little guy either, but you don't want to, that's pretty bad when you risk injury not to get injured. You know what I mean? Like at some point you might as well fight. And if you get pinned, you get pinned, but it's worse than like trying to get yourself in a headlock.
Yeah. I mean, there's that fight or flight instinct that kicks in. It's like, okay, if you see somebody 7 foot tall, like Kane, it's like, yeah, I better get out of here.
Oh, he's seven feet tall.
Yeah, he's a pretty tall guy. He was about 6'10", if I remember, almost 7 foot tall.
Yeah, he could probably take me. Well, anyway, have you wrestled, Rich?
No.
Did we cover this before?
Okay. Again, I stay in my lane, Pete.
Yeah. You got the pipes? Use them appropriately.
Right.
All right, so you said earlier it's kind of a light time right now for wrestling, so we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, you're going to tell us about the next cool thing you wrestling fans have to look forward to. It's coming up right around the corner, and then we'll talk to Rich LoCascio a little about the holidays. And I have a new nickname, Rich. I want to run that by you, too. Are you game for that?
You got it.
All right, fantastic. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. We are... One of our favorites is on the phone right now, Rich LoCascio. He is a wrestling ring announcer, and he is an on-air personality and does sales here at Civic Media down at WRJN in Racine. Rich, so we got a couple suggestions on the text line. Eric from Lodi says, wrestling name, not in the Schwabba.
Not in the Schwabba. I kind of need an explanation on that one.
Yeah, I kind of thought that at first, but then, you know, I don't know. Not in the Schwabba, like this is my house, maybe? The ring? Let's simmer on that one. Here's another one. Steady Eddie, listen to this one, Rich. He says, Pete, I think you may have a future as a professional wrestler. He obviously doesn't know me that well. I think you should stick with the Schwabinator. You would speak in an Arnold Schwarzenegger Austrian accent. I am properly pumped up. And he says, I should say, I am the properly pumped up Schwabinator, and I'm here to pound you down. He continues, when you defeated your opponent and left him in a pile of pain, you would flex your muscles and yell out to your fans, Schwabba-dabba-doo. You would then hold your hand to your ear and your fans would respond, Schwabba-dabba-doo, signed Steady Eddie. Any potential there, Rich?
I mean, I don't know anything about parody law, but that sounds interesting. And I say parody law because it's like, I'm sure Mr. Schwarzenegger might be giving some people a call.
You think so?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
All right. We'll stick with Schwabinator for now. Schwabba-dabba-doo isn't bad. I don't know.
That isn't bad. No, you might, you know, if I were you, that's something you could put on a T-shirt.
I agree. Or Schwabtastic. I don't know. We got to work on this.
All right.
So you got there's a big wrestling event coming up next year, early next year, right after the holidays. Tell us about that.
So actually, before we get to that, this time of the year is usually pretty calm for WWE. They do have their next event, which is coming up this Saturday night. As you can imagine, it's called Saturday Night's Main Event. It's something that used to be, air on NBC back in the late 80s, going into the 90s. And this is more of like an old school tribute show to take place at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Long Island. And it's going to be aired on NBC and Peacock. And I was really surprised when they announced that Jesse the Body Ventura would be doing color commentary for the show.
Oh, wow. He's still around,
so this
huh?
is I didn't really know he a was, throwback.
That's, yeah. Well, I forgot about him. He wrestled before he was a governor. And then,
yeah,
he did the movie Predator with, yep. speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
How old
Predator,
is that guy?
And then he did cameos for a lot of other different movies.
He's got to be in his 80s?
He's 73.
73. Okay.
Yeah.
Conrad on the spot. Nice. All right. Well, that sounds fun. Have you met, who's been, like, the guys you've met in your
yeah.
ring announcing time, who have you liked the most in person?
Now, are we talking about people that I've worked with on shows? Or are we talking about people that I've met just for a signing or, a photo op? That, which specifically?
Whatever you, whatever. All of those included. Like, I'm just wondering who has been the coolest, like in terms of being down to earth or just a good dude or dudette when it comes to wrestling.
Sure. I'll give you two. So the first would be somebody that I've worked with. The first show I ever did was a charity show in West Bend, and they brought in two former WWE superstars, Eugene and PCO, who currently still wrestles in TNA Wrestling. So the show was fun. As you can understand, I was a little bit nervous and everything. But after the show, PCO made it a point to come up to me and said, he asked me, he's like, this is the first time that you've ever done this? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you made everybody look like stars tonight. Keep doing what you're doing.
Dude.
And I'm like, that's all the vindication that I needed right there.
Absolutely.
So the second person, I met him a little bit less than 6 months ago. I met Hulk Hogan at a Quick Trip, of all places.
It was a chance encounter, I assume.
What's that?
It was a chance encounter, I assume. You didn't plan to meet him there.
No, I did plan to meet him. So he was doing
chicken sandwiches.
A promotional tour for his beer, and they announced some locations and some dates and times. So I'm like, all right, if you ever get the chance to meet Hulk Hogan, you got to meet Hulk Hogan, especially if you're a wrestling fan. So I went up there, stood in line for about an hour, met him. He signed two cases of his beer, and then I was on my way.
How was the beer?
I haven't tried the beer. It's still been sitting in the cases.
Are you saving it, like, on purpose or for a reason, or you just haven't gotten to it yet? Oh, okay.
I mean, wrestling fans are, we're an odd bunch sometimes. It's like, I'm just being straight with you, Pete. We collect things. Like, I have bins of stuff that I've collected from shows that I've worked, and I've gotten stuff from different shows. It's been so much fun, just the whole experience.
That's so cool, Rich. I honestly, God, I'm laughing, but I'm laughing at your just, you have such a great attitude about it and your passion. It's just so much fun to talk to you about this, probably in part because I don't know a lot about wrestling. So I love talking to you for that reason, and you have so much fun with it. Next time you come on, we didn't get to this, but I want to talk about Iron Claw a little bit. So let's do this again soon, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Hey, happy pre-birthday. Have a great time on air and party safely, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you, Pete. Thank you, Pete. Conrad, you're the best.
All right. You too. Back at you. That's Rich LoCascio. About to turn 40, Conrad. Probably sounds like it's a long way away.
To me.
Look at you. Young buck sitting there. I remember when I was your age.
Do you?
Oh. What? There's a wrestling nickname. Pete, what's his last name? how much time do we have? Can I read a text?
30 seconds.
All right. Jeremy, this is JB. He says, I did take a selfie and frame it in a Norman Rockwell frame and took a photo of that and mailed out copies to my family with a hearty Merry Christmas. That's great. I feel like if I did that, people would call me and say, like, hey, man, are you okay? But I hope it worked out for you, Jeremy. All right. We have Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling. Coming up next, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Vision of love, you feel joy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.